We were learning Siftes, almost done with Siftes, and there was a topic I wanted to bring up. Before I start, from our recorded audience, I mean, we don't record the audience, but the audience that listens to Rabbi Yosef's posted recordings, I had a phone call over the following question. Last week, we spent some time on the known difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, that by Sfaradim, Bishul Akum must include the placing of the food onto the fire by a Jew. And by Ashkenazim, it's enough if the fire is turned on by a Jew, even if the guy puts it on the fire. So this fellow said he's seen in one of the local stores, and when the Sfaradim come in, they ask the proprietor if he can do Bishul for Sfaradim, Bishul Yisrael for Sfaradim. Either they let him go in the back and then put the steak on the grill, or the from owner goes in the back and he puts it on. And that's why in this store, that's even though it's only Ashkenazi Hechsher, they create Bishul Yisrael for the Sfaradim. The question he asked me is why that helps. We're going to learn later in the last sif that the Machaber holds that Bishul Akum makes Kalim Treif. If Bishul Akum makes the Kalim Treif, then the grill is already treif from the previous steak that was put on by a guy, which according to the Sfaradim is Bishul Akum. So it should not help. Now the Sfaradi Yid walks in and he puts it on the grill. What does that help? The grill is treif lishitasai. That was the way the question was posed. Yeah, we worry about Sfaradim too. You got to make sense. So anyway, the question is a good question. The only if that way of doing things is acceptable, I would say that it's just a tzirif of two shitas. We learned already that the question of whether Bishul Akum asks blias is a machlokes to Rashba and the Ra. It's a machlokes to Rishayim. If we geyser chasnus on blias, you don't invite people over to enjoy your blias of your kalim. Or we say once it's asa, blias are asa. So since that's a machlaikis, Isa, this is also a machlaikis if you need to put it on the fire. So I guess it would it's just a tzirif of two shitas that the Mechaber doesn't paskin like, but the Mechaber recognizes there are two shitas. So it must be just a tzirif of the two shitas together. But it would seem that if you want to do it right, the Sfaradi fellow walks into an Ashkenazi store has to say, excuse me, I want Sfaradi, so let me cash your kalim and come on, a blowtorch. You're right, it's really more than bliyos. There would be fats on the grill. It's very true.
It's true. Reminds him,
the places that have a hechsher for Beis Yosef have a frum chef in the kitchen. They have there's somebody frum putting on.
And then you have to do the potatoes and onions also.
But you have to. I don't know if onions. If people eat onions. Fried onions. I don't know if onions are shulchan malachim, right? Potatoes probably are. Yeah. Okay, we learned siftes. What? I don't know. He doesn't say it. I don't know. Right, siftes. We learned siftes last week. The case was where a guy cooked it, Michael Ben Yosai, and the Yid completed the cooking. So the Mechabishita, except for Hefsa Meruba, the Mechabishita is that once it's osir, because the guy cooked it, Michael Ben Yosai, it doesn't help for the Yid to complete the cooking. The Ramah in Siftes said, Yesh Matirim Cholinyan. I told you the list of Maramakim is there because it's taka, I guess, a serious Machlaikis Rishayim. And Lamaisa, this is another place where the Mechaber is more Machmir than the Ramah. The Mechaber Shita is that once it's Aser, it can turn around and become Mutter subsequently. So there are two topics of discussion here. One that comes up most in the kashrus field is the question of dehydrated potatoes, which I mentioned at the end of shiur last week, where potatoes are fully cooked, and if they're cooked by goyim, they're totally aser, and then they're turned into potato flakes, and they're sold, and when they come as potato flakes to the home, the person cooks it again with water and turns it into mashed potatoes, which look like the real original mashed potatoes. I think I once mentioned to you that when this came out, they asked Ramesha what bracha to make on potato flakes that you turn into mashed potatoes. He said, shahakal. And then they brought it up to him for lunch, and he said, that's what it looks like. That's barfi adama. Just putting back the old water they took in, they're not really, it's not a new thing. So the question is, what to do regarding bishul akum on these potato flakes? Assuming that potatoes are oil shulchan malachim, that mashed potatoes at least are oil shulchan malachim, and assuming that, which I think most places can do assume, even those who are fried on that, but the cooked are. Sometimes they're cooked. Sometimes mashed potatoes. Sometimes they cut potatoes into the roast chicken. They bake it together with the roast chicken and they serve it as a side dish. Now, the issue here would seem like the mechaber tzicha aser. Mechaber says once a Jew cooks it kamecha ben dusoi and it becomes aser, it can't turn around and become mutter again. Well, when it's cooked kamecha ben dusoi, it's also made to be fully cooked. So in a way, it really is. It's really an issue.
I'm saying that's how people eat them, but with the flakes, bring it to the house to be cooked again and
And when a guy cooks a kamecha ben dusoi, it's not made that somebody should a yid should cook it after whoever comes to use it.
I guess that's how it's eaten.
Well, the kamecha ben dusoi is nechob b'shasat chak. The assumption is that the intention is for it to be fully cooked at some point. That's what it would seem. What? It's better. In between, it became not edible. So the question is whether that can turn around and be matirit. Yes.
What's the difference
between the Erev Shabbos? The reason Mechab is make Erev Shabbos is only because it's Shasat Chak. It's Shasat Chak. It doesn't mean in the American homes nowadays. Nowadays, if one of the dishes would disappear, there'd still be plenty to eat at the Shabbos table. It means where you need it for the Shabbos meal. So let's talk about this dehydrated potatoes. Okay, well, I'll come back to it. You mean the Mach Ben Dusoi case, the Bliyas Shel Aser? Yeah, I hear. It's funny. It would seem to be retroactively matter the Bliyas. If you cook a Mach Ben Dusoi and you stop, the Bliyas are us. If you want to eat it that way, but if you're going to finish cooking it, that's what it seems. Right, now, believe it or not, the earliest source for dehydrated potatoes is the Yad Ephraim on the bottom of the page. The Yad Ephraim is plugged into Sif Yud Beis. It really belongs here. Bahagah, Aideat Chak. You have it in the copies, the bottom left, the bottom right? Yad Ephraim is there?
Yeah.
Okay, so the end of the first line starts Bahagah al Yideat Chak. Ein Berhetev Shuvas Afkas Reichel. Listen to this. Chitim shasholken oivi kechavim ashegim maicha ben dusai. Chitim that the guy cooks till maicha ben dusai. V'chayzrin u'miyavshin oisan. K'delas is greasing. And then they dry it. Now obviously they don't make potato flakes out of it, but somehow they make these cooked chitim. It's only a first step. It's then dried out. Kedelas is greasing in order to make some type of grits. V'shuv ein echol an ayidei bishul acher. And then they need to be cooked again. This sounds something like instant oatmeal where the original oats were made edible. Mutorim kimisham is yashman kol kach ad shein. Necholim ayidei bishul acher. Mamish our case. They're so dried out that they can't be eaten only through a second bishul. A bishul echad a nikar ben ayin sham. So he's matir. Mamish, the reason that some of you were saying, that since in between it turns into a non-edible food, it needs a new bishul, So therefore it's mutter. So this would seem to be a clear heter, like the Ramah, not like the Mechaber. Mechaber would still be a problem. What? Oh, you're saying maybe if the original bishul is not, it's called tzarka, it should be different. Yeah, the question. The language of the Yad Ephraim sounds, the heter is because in between it becomes not edible. Sounds like that's the heter. And in that case, there would be no difference in that. Sorry. What? Well, Mechaber, we're not sure, because the Ramah held if it's Machab and Nisai and the Yid finishes it, it's Mutter. Mechaber held Machab and Nisai becomes Osir. If your Svari is that once it's Osir, it can't become Mutter, and the Ramah disagrees with that, so then here we just have another way for it to become Mutter. If it's a special called Sarachai, you could possibly make it Mutter again. If the Mechaber Shita is that once it's Osir, it can't become Mutter again, which is really the language of the Gemara, the Pesachim Amalf, the Gemara. Gemara says we had it by the Karban Pesach that if it's nispashel va'acha kach nitzla, so it doesn't become sli because once it's saucer you cooked it, it can't become heter again. So if that's the case, it's uncooked because it's not edible. So it might be more cooler dick even like the Mechaber. As you said, it might be more cool. I'll tell you where Belsky writes in his Shulchan Halevi. He writes, B'shem Rebel Yashiv, like you're saying, that since when you get it, it needs a new cooking. So therefore, it's mutter when you get potato flakes. It's not edible unless you cook it again. So therefore it's mutter. Then Rebelsky writes, but that was the old potato flakes. The ones they have nowadays, you don't have to cook them. You mix them with water, and they also turn into potatoes. So he says, instant potatoes now. So now you don't even have to cook it again. So he says, Rabbi Yashiv's heter falls away. And then you have the nidain again, which I'm going to mention to you now in a minute, where Rebelsky says that... he says, I'll speak out now the reasoning for it. But he says, nowadays it changed. Nowadays it's different. That's what he says. So let me tell you the tzad heter. The tzad heter, fortunately, those who are mekel are pretty much all mekel for the same reasoning. And the Cheshbon Rebelsky brings, and the Cheshbon and the Michas Yitzchak is exactly the same Cheshbon. And they are... mitzaref a suffix if everything was saying till now, a suffix if once it's usher and you make it not edible, it can become mutter again, with the fact that, as I mentioned last time, there are those who are mekel in machinery that only plants could use, that they can't be in a person's home. The whole list is alts chasnus. So what they call a base charishas, or a manufacturing plant, something with special machinery is needed to make the original dehydrated potatoes. So to take that together, those two tzirufim work together. It's basically the heter. I have here from the OU a description of how potato flakes are made. They talk first about needing specific types of potatoes, but with Nagea to us, he describes the process of making potato flakes. There are actually two cooking steps, as you'll see in a minute. Raw potatoes are scrubbed from dirt, well, makes sense, and are sorted to remove rocks, which I guess also makes sense. Once clean, they are blanched with either live steam or through a bath of boiling water. That's the first cooking. This process serves to easily remove the peel. Next, they're cut into slabs for cooking. Slabs are always cooked in live steam. Now, we're going to talk later about whether cooking in steam is bishul akko or not, which is a used steel box with a metal spiral inside. Now, in the industry, in all industries, when they have continuous cooking, there's a spiral. Those of you who were in Empire when we went 20 years ago, saw the machinery in which they soak the chickens. So they have to soak the chickens for 30 minutes. They put it into the bath. How are they going to know which chicken has already had a 30-minute bath and which ones didn't? So the way it works is they have sort of a corkscrew. The machine, the bath itself is shaped to the shape of the corkscrew, and the corkscrew is turning. When a chicken falls in, as this corkscrew turns, any chicken gets caught between two walls of a spiral, and it gets moved. As the spiral turns, it gets moved to the end. And some of them at the beginning of the spiral, to the end of the spiral, takes 30 minutes to make it to the other end. And that way it keeps on turning, and everything in there gets soaked for 30 minutes in preparation for Malicha. Or in this case, the case we're discussing now, they get put into a steam bath of hot steam. So that's they call the cooker. With a steel spiral inside, the spiral serves to regulate the time the potatoes stay in the cooker, and the production crew knows how to pace the speed of the rotation to keep the potatoes in the steam long enough for them to be fully cooked. Then the product is sent through a ricer. Nothing to do with rice, which is kidneyous. I guess they don't want to have a Pesach problem. Sent to a ricer, which is a machine that mashes up the cooked potatoes, mixes in some production aids, or sometimes flavorings. Parenthetically, those that are here before the dehydration process. From the ricer, the product is carried to a set of large, hot steel drums with live steam running through them. This serves to dehydrate the potatoes into what comes out looking like a sheet of potato paper. That's how it comes out. The product is then ground into various flake sizes or powders. They write, interestingly enough, the blemished part of the spud that originally made these potatoes lesser grade, because they used the not pretty potatoes for this, they are removed from production in the drum phase. The diseased potato will not stick to the hot drums. No one is really sure why. And wind up falling off the drums, guaranteeing mashed potatoes of the highest quality. Okay. So he says this. A kashrus agency will focus on several key points. The first issue is Bishul Yisrael, which for potato product is a serious issue. Many agencies regard cooking through steam as something which does not require Bishul Yisrael, due to a combination of two factors. Now we're going to get to steam later in Sifri Gimel, but there's a tumult about cooking in steam. So they're mitzayer of two things. Some place can view steam as a process which is mutter, which is not regular cooking, which we'll see later. In addition, many cite the ruling of Pesach who say things made in a factory setting do not require Bishul Yisrael. So basically, you have here this combination. It's really three heterev in the case of the flakes. One, the underlying shaila, the yad Yefrayim. If you make it not edible, whether that's a heter itself. Trabowski is saying, when you get cold water to it, that's not a strong heter. And number two, the factory heter. And number three, the machlaikis, if cooking in steam, is considered cooking. And all of these three together, so we're makel. So this is the reason that the OU does give a hechsher on potato flakes that are not Bishul Yisrael. Rabelsky writes in his Sefer Tov Lahachmir Yeshiva, he didn't let the yeshiva use the OU potato. It's the potatoes. He told us that, I think it was Hadar, makes once a year a run of Bishul Yisrael potato flakes. And people order from them. Potato flakes last, so you can buy them for a year's worth at a time, including the yeshiva. They buy a lot of it, and you put it away. And you have it for the year. Now things may have changed. Rabelsky is not with us for over 3 years. Things may have changed, but this is what I heard from probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Is there an additional heter in the Lashon Malachim with this?
So he mentions here, he says, the issue is Bishul Yisrael, which for potato product is a serious issue. And it brings in the footnote that Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Henkin do not see potatoes as being fit for Shulchan Malachim. However, the status of potato has risen from a peasant food So therefore, it is possible that these Paiskim would agree with most contemporary authorities, a potato as a species are potentially fit to be served at Shulchan Aruch. What? They are served at weddings. Potatoes are served at weddings, and they're not served fried. They're served mashed, or the sliced potatoes with that are garnished chicken, that they are served that way. A wedding meal. That I think is a shulchan malachim. Today the malachim, malachim take pride in being ordinary folks. So, not today. He's the president. Put some others. The potato chip issue. What?
Regarding Rebel's concern that edible, if you just add water without cooking it, in practice, I don't think that's done. I think people actually cook it. Is that a consideration?
People cook it because they want it to be hot.
Right.
Who wants cold mashed potatoes? But I think the idea is that it doesn't have to be cooked. Since it doesn't have to be cooked, so even if you add hot water. I think so. The cooking is Lamaf Chadunosis for other reasons. I think so. But it was saying they are make kilim, and yeah. What?
It's like quick oats.
Are you sure?
I heard something from Heinemann and Hatcher Group said that they once wrote to the Queen's Chef in England about whether they serve canned food or instant food, and they said Chassid Shalom would never.
I want to correct that. Chas v'shalom, they would never admit to. I once went to. Oh, all right, that may be so. You know, there's a place in Manhattan, a fancy restaurant. It's called Zabar's. I forgot what it was. There's a fancy restaurant in Manhattan. And once I was going, up to the country. My father told me, "Do me a favor. The Rogers Bakery sells raw rugelach also. It doesn't have a hechsher because whoever buys it bakes it, but it comes in things. They're raw rugelach. People stores bake them off in malls. They have it." So he said, "Do me a favor." They called. They want a couple of boxes of rugelach. Just go through Manhattan, drop it off. I don't know if it was Zabar's. It was one of the fancy restaurants. So what do I know? I go, I take a ten-pound boxes, so I schlep it in. I go in the front door, and I walk over to the counter. So the guy says, "No!" And he shows me a sign. The sign says, "Everything in this restaurant is made fresh here." He says, "You can't come in that way. You got to go in through the side." like it said that everything they make from scratch, they don't make anything from scratch. Also, I don't know if it means necessarily the Queen's meal as opposed to a wedding feast. I'm not sure. Quaker oats, and I don't think they serve that Shulchan Malachim. At a fancy bris, they serve instant. No.
I don't know if it's cooked even. I don't know the process.
The Quaker oats in the process. Well, they have 1 minute oats and they have original. So I assume since the 1 minute oats take a minute to cook and the original take I don't know how long, I assume that there's something is done to them along the way.
Okay.
What?
The head of factory cooking.
Yes.
It's
something similar. The Chidah, they bring him the Berkei Yosef. Chidah quotes a Marit, I believe, that says. It's something similar to paspalter, but it's not mamish paspalter. Paspalter is regular bread. You can make it at home. You can make it in the palter. So it's made in the palter. It says paspalter. What they're saying is that products that can't be made at home, that require a factory production, no, it's not normal for people in their houses to be able to make potato flakes or pretzels or certain things that require machinery, that those are sort of outside of the geder of Bishul Akum. In this case, Bishul Akum. Yeah. That's what they're saying. What? So potato chips has its own story. There's a tshuva in the fourth chelik of Yerideya and Igros Moshe that Ramosha said potato chips have to be Bishul Yisrael. Not a long tshuva, it's a couple of words, or maybe a couple of lines. And B'chayav, nobody knew that Ramosha held this way, and we grew up all eating Wise potato chips or the other companies. So the question is if it's Eilah Shulchan Malachim. So Rabelski has a tshuva about it, the same tshuva he talks about dehydrated potatoes in Shulchan HaLevi. So he says two things. He says, first of all, the Gris Moshe tshuva is not clear. You have to ask the shayel exactly what he was asking in order to know the answer. And they contacted the shayel, and he said he didn't remember. The tshuva was published more than 40 years after it was written. That's what Ramesha writes. He says it's not clear what that's what Belsky writes. It's not clear what Ramesha meant. Then he says that the Oisrim hold that fried potatoes are Oilah Shulchan Melachim. Rabelski holds that you don't go busted the min if it's prepared differently. In the Marsham said that if you have a min that's Oilah Shulchan Melachim cooked but not fried, so then only cooked is Oilah Shulchan Melachim and not fried. He says fried potatoes are not Oilah Shulchan Melachim. He says that, which this person told me, that he goes to weddings and they have fried sliced potatoes along with the chicken. So he says he was never in the kitchen. Those potatoes are cooked with the chicken. And after they're cooked and they're fully edible, they want to make them crispy, so they crisp them afterwards. But they're really cooked potatoes, not fried potatoes, they're soft inside. And in Mela, he says that fried potatoes are not al Shulchan Melachim, and he says people say B'Shem Rav Yaakov and B'Shem Rav Moshe. He's not sure that they said it, he doesn't know when they said it. So that's the reason that he's mekel on the potato chips.
What about a hamburger? The hamburger's grilled. The hamburger
is maybe served at Hassan. So that, the Simon seem to say, we go by the min. Since cooked meat or grilled meat is al Shulchan Melachim, so you happen to make it into, you grind it up and make it into a patty, so that doesn't change things. Rabelski is saying that we go bust the min only if cooked potatoes are Shulchan Melachim. So even if you make little cooked potatoes in the shapes of little dollies and you never serve it at a wedding, it doesn't change anything. It's once cooked potatoes are Shulchan Melachim, they are Shulchan Melachim. But cooked and fried are a separate category. So that's the Marsham Shita which Rabelski is going with. The baby potatoes, they're cooked in retorts in steam. Okay, so we're going to talk about retorts either at the end of today or the beginning of next week. Okay, the canned items, we'll get to it. Now here there's an Avnei Nezer that I want to share with you. The Avnei Nezer I mentioned last week was the Eglei Tal, the same person, was a big bucky in Hilchos Shabbos. And we learned already last week, one place we compared Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Bishul Akum, and today we'll have a second place. Last week we mentioned the question of the Kaf HaChayim, where a guy puts a Jew puts a steak on the grill, and a guy turns it over. Whether the guy turning it over, now the second side is cooked by a guy, whether that answers. After all, he took it off and put it back. So he said the guidelines of taking off and putting back are the same as a blech on Shabbos. When you have things on the blech on Shabbos, if you take it off with the das to put it back, and you don't put it down in between, so that's not called a new Shiach Hadash, it's not called a new placing on the blech, it's called a continuation of the old. The same thing when a guy takes a steak or a burger that's on the grill and he turns it over, that's not called a new cooking, it's called a hemshach of the old cooking.
Was it edible when
that's what he said.
Was it edible before he turned it over?
One side was edible, the other side was not. Well, that's where the question comes.
Edible.
One side was not edible. Now, what?
If he takes it off completely, he has to cook on one side.
Is it edible? You have to tell me. You're telling me you take it off. Is it edible? I'm asking you. What do you mean? Do you mean it's edible? You mean it's not? Edible is a physical fact. It's possible to leave it there long enough, and if it's thin enough, what? You like well done. Okay, you do everything well done. So okay. Anyway, it's really sifyud. If you look in sifyud, the Mechaber seems to say the opposite. He says idiach Yisrael gabi kacholam oimemais. If a Jew put it on hot coals, shaloi ha yarei l'spashal alein kamachem in desoy, it could not cook machem in desoy. And the guy, hafach bayim means he was mahapach in the fire, it sounds like. The fire in his bashel, awesome. So it sounds like if the Jew put it where they could cook a machab and the guy finished it, so that would be acceptable. The no way, I want to say the Deglaitan, I'm getting sidetracked. Davni Nezer says the following. He says, what about if a guy cooks something and it's osur out bishalakum, and afterwards a yid comes and he fries it? He does tzli after bishal. The question is whether that's something that'll be mutter. If you do tzli after bishal, or if you do afia after bishal, is that something that would make it mutter? So the Avnei Nezer maintains that just like in Hilchos Shabbos, we hold that yesh tzliach habishul. Now, something's fully cooked and you roast it, is an aveira of a new cooking. Same thing by bishul akum. It's the Rabbanon. You will certainly hold that yesh tzliach habishul. Avnei Nezer in Tshuva Kuf.
Even though it's straight.
And he says, not only that, but even according to the Mechaber, it's mutter. Mechaber said, if it's cooked kamachaber and desoy, for yid to finish cooking it is aser. He says, yeah, many Mishnayim hold that way on Shabbos. They have some of these cook a machar on their side, and you finish cooking it, so it was already cooked. Many Mishnayim hold this no bishul. But if you tzail it, there is tzli. So he says the same thing. The way to rescue bishul akum food is afterwards to roast it. So I don't know if it'll retroactively make the keli mutter. I don't know the answer to that. But anyway, that's what he says. Now, he has a good chap, which may be more halacha l'maisa for me and you than the whole thing. He says that there's a Gemara in Erevin that says, Rab Gamliel, Daf Samach Dal, Gamliel was traveling, and somebody traveled with him, and he saw something. He says, Shmami not floss. You know, one of those stories. So one of the things was that there was bread on the floor, and he picked it up. He assumed it was a guy's bread, but he didn't leave it on the floor. He picked it up from the floor. So he says, Shmami, no, even a guy's bread, you're not supposed to leave bread on the floor. No. If that applies even to a guy's bread. That's a little problematic. There are people in Flatbush that put out bread for the pigeons. And you walk by and you see bread on the floor. Now, you have a right to assume it's tray for bread. But the Gemara there seems to say that Emavirin Allah and pass implies the tray for bread. It's just Rami Namar Rav Gamliel. Even though it was a guy's bread, he picked it up. So it seems that it's us. So comes Davni Nezer, very Kishmak. When we started Kuf Yubeis, I told you that in the time of the Shas, all bread was kosher. All bread was flour and water. Just some was Afiyas Akum, or some was Afiyas Yisrael. But it was never a kashrus issue until they started putting oils and fat and shortening into bread. But in the time of Shas, it was all just a shayla bishalak. So if Gamliel passed bread, so he said, I have to pick it up. So Avni Nezer says, what's the svara? Tray for bread you have to pick up? Why do you have to mechabit tray for bread? He says, you know why? Because that bread, it was kosher bread. It was only tray because it was pasakum. Pasakum, if it's baked, yesh bishul achar afia. So it's possible to make it kosher again. You can take the pass and cook it and make it edible, make it kosher. So it wasn't really tray for bread. It was tray to eat as is, but it could be made edible. But if you have real tray for bread, because it has shortening in it, it has oil in it, so he says that you don't have to pick up from the floor. That's it's based on this chiddush of yesh tzli achar bishul, yesh bishul achar afia. So he has a way of answering the Gemara from sort of to rescue us from having to pick up all these little pieces of bread. Yeah.
What's the method that restaurants use for buying par baked and then finishing it off?
Well, we said, okay, par baked. Par baked is, we had that, remember by pas, we said if a yid is mishabeach, the pas, that's good. So even though by bishul, we're not saying that, but by pas, it's said in Shulchan Aruch that if a yid is mishabeach, par baked means it's partially baked. It's partially baked and the Jew finishes the baking. So that's not a problem. Because the mishabeach, remember, Belsky held even if you make toast out of it, it's a heter. But Rav Shechter disagreed, but certainly if it's not baked the way you would serve it, being mishabeach, it helps. So, okay. So anyway, this is the Avnei Nezer, and okay.
If you can always fry it afterwards, why does it become trayf if the guy cooks it?
Because if you don't, then it's trayf. Old bishlag
with trayf. You can't undo a trayf.
The Bidu Mechaber holds he can't, or molds he could. Maybe he means only according to, he's saying it even according to the Mechaber. I don't know. In all these cases where it's Bishul Akum and you find a trick to make it mutter, I don't know what the what's going to be with the Kalim. I don't know. Okay, let's see Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Aleph, Yidiyach Yisrael al Gabi Ho'esh, Yidiyach Yidiyach Yikachavim L'Shaimrei. A fellow put food on the fire, and the guy is in the house, he's watching it. And he comes back, he sees that the guy did something. He doesn't know if whatever the guy did was after Machab ben Dursai, or before Machab ben Dursai. He doesn't know if it's Mutter or Asam, Mutter. The Safi Debrayim, Lahakal, the Chen Kol Safik, Bishoy, Vekachavim, Ukiyaitza by Mutter. So Sif Yud Aleph is a simple halacha that Safik de Rabbanu Lakula. And when you have a suffix, if a guy did anything, so it could be makel. Clearly, you have to avoid smakers. This is a basic rule of subject on a lahakel by bishalakum.
You have to give time that it could have been makel. Mm-hmm. Right away, then
yeah, it has to be possible that sifyud beis. Sifyud beis.
So a lot of times these products, we don't know
the suffix,
what it is.
Well, the rule is a suffix that's efshel avar is really not a suffix. Now, I don't know that everything is efshel avar, but something can be mavar, you have to be mavar. You know, you can't. When you have things without a, if it has a hechsher, the hechsher will tell you if it's special Yisrael. If it's a good hechsher, you assume it is. But if it doesn't have a hechsher, then you have to assume a special akum. There's no reason. It's not a real suffix. Okay.
If you ask him,
did
he have
the rule is that the first shach in Simit Tzadiches, the first log shach, brings a rule that a guy masiach lefi tumah is believed by a derabbanan, but not by a deraisa. So if the guy, he has the masiach lefi tumah, if you ask him, he knows the right answer, that's not good. But if you shmooze with him, then he Mesiach Vitumai means in the manner of discussion. He says something, so for a Drabana, Bishalakum, the guy would be believed. Sif Yud Beis, Dagim Ketanim, Shemalcha Yisrael. You have to have pickled herring here somewhere, right? So I don't know if this is herring. Do they might cook herring after they pickle it?
No.
Nobody cooks herring. No.
If you cook it, you don't pickle it.
You cook, you don't pickle it. So here we're talking about something that's pickled and then cooked. It could be before refrigeration, they pickle things just to keep them from spoiling. But here you have fish that was salted, and raw fish was not edible. But once it's pickled or salted, it is edible. So dagim ketanim, shemalcha Yisrael, o'evi kechavim, even if a guy pickled it, harin ha'kamash nisbashu miktas bishul. It's as if it was cooked, kamach ben desai, and if a guy cooks it afterwards, it's okay. Here's a riddle. How could you have raw fish? You put raw fish in a room with a guy, and it comes out cooked fish, and it's mutar lechatchila. The answer is, the guy pickles it. He makes it edible through pickling. So that's mutar. There's no bishul akum on pickling. Then, once it's edible through pickling, the guy cooks it, so now it's mutter. That's what it says in the Mechaber. If you have dogim ketanim, shemochan Yisrael, or chavim, even a guy salted it, hariya kabosh the special mixes bishul, vim tzolah rabbi kachavim achakein, mutar. Avo dogim meluchim gedailim. Because each step is mutter. The pickling, wasn't guys a bishulakam on pickling. And once it's nechol, it's equivalent to nechol kamosh shulchai, and then it's good. Avo dogim meluchim gedailim. But big pieces of fish, it's not because it's big and small, it's just a metzias. That when you pickle big fish, they're only 8 night at chak. If you come tell me, you come masur in the eshmatim. So you have a machlaik, is something is nechalai at chak, whether it's mutter or asur. It's a little bit of a stira to sif. Sifches, we said if a Jew puts it on the fire and it's cooked kemaychem berdesoy, which means that you could be mekel. Right. The question is, nechal chay is mutter. Why is this only eaten ayideat chak? Is that a heter? So sifches is said if a Jew cooked it kemaychem berdesoy and then a guy finishes it, that's okay. Which means we're mekel if it's nechal ayideat chak. And sif yud beis. It says if you salt fish and it's only nechal l'ayideat chak, then there still is bishalakim on it. It's only nechal l'ayideat chak. So it's something of a stira. I didn't find in the Paiskim they should talk about it. When I went to Avodah Zarah, I found in the Stipler, the Kilos Yaakov, who asked the stira in the Rosh, sort of these two halachas, and he doesn't really answer. He says the second Rosh means, even like those who argued with me before, in other words, he doesn't really answer the question. So it could be in Sifches, it gets a shame bishul. I it's only nechay dead chak. So I think what you're saying is, so when the guy finishes cooking it, it's just a cooked food. At the end of the day, it's a hemshuch of the cooking. The guy continues the cooking. So did the cooking? No, Sifches is mutter only if it's mechem and desoy. Right? It's mutter. So Ches is mutter. Also, if it's not Michael ben Desai, which means if it is Michael ben Desai, it's mutter, right? It's also LMK, Michael ben Desai. If it's Malicha, you're saying Malicha and Bishul are different. Okay, I'm saying different. I'm saying Bishul, and the guy finishes the Bishul, it's one long Bishul. Malicha and Bishul are not. You're saying Bishul B'chlal. Okay, and even on Sif Yud Beis, he brings the Yesh Matirin, and then V'chein Kol Dovah Shnecha Chai De'at Chak U'Bishayim Kechavim, the Ramah says Dine Kedak and Kedailim Basar Meluach, if you have basar that is salted, so that's not edible. Ein Yedachol Klal Komay Shuchai Basar Mispashi De'at Kechavim. So even though they salted it to keep it fresh, so it's still awesome. So if you babe, it's not so long. Yeah, the Shach and Taz talk about which fish are Nechai Deat Chak, which are not. I don't think it's Nogaya to Aslamai. So let's go to Sifyut Gimel, which is the major discussion regarding steaming bishul. Like sardines, yeah. Okay, I know sardines are Shulchan Malachim, but I guess something like that. Kulayis Osman and then Chalat Tovim. Okay, if we were to break down what we learned, we started with the question of which foods have bishalakum, and then last week, with the main theme was which cooking is bishalakum, how much the Jew has to contribute to the cooking. Sif Yud Gimel deals with alternative ways of preparing food. Now, salting we know is not bishalakum. Cooking is. Frying or roasting is. Even baking. Right? So if you bake a corn muffin, that's bishalakum. Said baking passes only the chameshes mine dagon, but if you bake other things, it's a bishalakum issue. Sif Yud Gimel.
Freezing?
What?
Freezing is like cooking. Freezing.
No, freezing? Freeze raw things? There's no, freezing is not. I don't think so. I don't think so. You take some ice cream, you freeze it. It can make trouble for us. All our ice cream is frozen. I've never heard of right? Ice cream is not cooked. There's no cooking that takes place in making ice cream. It's also nechol k'may shuchai, the milk and the sugar. The part of ice cream, I'm not sure about. I wanted to find out. Anyway, let's listen to Yigil. Dag shemocha yevik kechavim. That's easy. Upeiroi sha'oshnon. Now let's talk about smoked food. Smoked vegetables. Have you had smoked fruits and vegetables? Such a thing?
Huh?
Oh, we talk about steam. Here it means smoked. It says smoked. Smoked. We have smoked fish. Asha shirin lachira lachila harei lu mutarim. The meluach einay kereseach b'gzeirazu umulshan einay kemavoshul. Gam kavish einay kemavoshul. Leyasu al bishul shalaish. A very important sif. They only acid cooking, which includes roasting or frying or baking, but not a non-ish preparation, salting and pickling for sure, and even smoking. Now here, there's a little bit of a problem. Isn't smoking something done through fire? So it's not. It's indirect. It's indirect. You're making smoke and the smoke does it. So there are, this is going to be an important discussion in a minute, there are two types of smoking. To me, it was very surprising. But there's something called hot, cold smoke and hot smoke. How does cold smoke make food edible? Do you have any idea?
No.
But you know it does, right?
Yeah.
So all lox is cold smoked. This is what I was told. Is cold smoke means the smoke that the salmon is turned into lox, and this smoke is 85 degrees. Some days in New York City it's 85 degrees, but there's no smoke. Here they smoke what?
Plenty of smog,
yeah. So there's cold smoke and hot smoke. Lox is cold smoked. Definitely it's included in this heter. Nobody argues. And what? The smoke, when they turn the whatever it is into smoke, it's hotter than 86 degrees. But you can't make smoke with 86 degrees. But when the fish is put into the smoke, at that point, the smoke is cold. It's called cold smoke. However, the other thing served at a bris, like smoked whitefish and sable, is hot smoked. Is different.
What?
They burn some type of wood with whatever chemicals they have. They give it the smoking taste. They burn that wood, and the smoke of the wood has a smell. If you ever stand too close to the fire when you burn the chametz erev Pesach, your clothes get a smoky smell because that smoked. You have smoke clothing. Now the clothing, I don't know if it was Yatzir Leder's body when it hit your clothing, but still, smoke, even when it's cold, gives off that smell. So they have special, I don't know, wood or other things that they burn. I don't even know what it is, and they burn it, and that gives the taste to the fish. So that the lox is always cold smoked, and the sable and the whitefish is hot smoked. Now Shulchan Aruch here says very clearly that smoked is mutter. The only hesitation is that there's a Tshuva Shvus Yaakov quoted here in the Yad Ephraim, who wonders if this means cold smoked only. Because, what does it say? If it's not through fire, it's mutter. So, pickling is not through fire. So, it's not through fire. But smoking, that's fire. So, the Shvus Yaakov says, maybe it means cold smoked. In which case, cold smoked is mutter, and hot smoked would not be mutter. So, this is a sort of a question. Most of the Hechsherim are Mekel. Some of the local Hechsherim are Makvin on the smoked sable and the smoked... there is a plant, a non-Jewish owned plant in the Williamsburg section. I don't know today, this goes back a few years. I assume it's still there. The Yid who works in Williamsburg was paid every day to go in and make it Bishul Yisrael for the sable and the thing. Since then, there are some Jewish-owned companies. I think Banner is used a lot. Banner is I think it's in New Jersey. What's the name of the city where everything is burnt down? They just have factories. Cory Booker, Patterson, or Trenton. I don't remember. One of the cities. So anyway, they have a factory there. And that's all Bishul Yisrael. So there we are. a difference in Hachsherim. The standard in the Hachsherim is to be makel on smoked fish because the perish of Mechaber, Moshe and his mother. And those, only small Hachsherim who will give Hachsherim in local places, could be makbid, try to be makbid that it should be Ishan, even the Ishan should be Ishan Yisrael, except by lox, which is always, it's cold smoke and everybody, it's no Shabbat's mutter. Now, the second discussion here, which is the primary today in the Heksha field, has to do with cooking through steam. All, or just about all industry cooking today is done through steam, meaning that they have steam kettles. Instead of putting a pot on a fire, which is not so efficient, because you put it on the fire, whatever's on bottom cooks more than what's on top. Now, if you're a lady in the house, you just stir it a couple of times and everything evens out. But if you have a gigantic pot cooking, you don't want it to be hotter on the bottom than on the top. So the way the cooking is generally done is through steam, either a steam kettle, which is a double-walled kettle, and steam from the boiler downstairs is channeled through the two walls of the kettle. It goes up into the steam kettle, and the whole outside of the steam kettle is hot, and everything that's in it is then cooked uniformly, and that's in the industry, whether it's a steam kettle or other containers that use steam, that's one way of doing it. The others, the really big factories have steam in the whole room. A room they put things in and they shut the door and they fill up the room with steam, and that's another way of cooking with steam. The issue of cooking in steam is in its origin a dispute. The Dakei Tshuva quotes the Shem Aryeh that asers, Sefer Evin Shtiyah that's matir, and basically the two tzadim. Why is mu'ushan mutter? Why is the reason that smoking, assuming even hot smoke is mutter, what's the reason that smoking is mutter? If you learn, look, cooking, frying, baking, grilling, that's all bishul. Why is smoking different? So you can learn two ways. Either you can learn because smoking, the product is different. The smoking produces a different type of a product. It gives a certain taste to it, just like pickling and just like salting. If the result is different, if that's the reason mu'ushan is different, then it wouldn't apply to steam, because when you cook in steam, it's regular cooking. Or you could learn, no, it's a gzeira d'rabban. Chazal made their original gzeira in what existed then. What existed then was cooking and frying and baking and grilling. And cooking through smoke, which came later, just wasn't part of the original gezeirah. These are the two ways to learn. The question is whether it just happens not to be part of the gezeirah, or whether Ishan is fundamentally different or not. Now, the origin of the Shail of Ishan is at Yibaya in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks, what's the din of Mo'ushan? The Gemara has four Yibayas. What's the din of Ishan Lagabi Shabbos? Lagabi cooking on Shabbos. What's the din of Ishan Lagabi Bishalakum? What's the din of Ishan Lagabi Chiv Maisris? Halacha is, you're allowed to eat a product out of the field, Derech Arai, until you do one of the seven things that make it Chayiv and Trumas and Maisris. But to eat it, even though it's fully grown, to pick it off the tree and eat it, you're allowed to eat it. You go to a field in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, there's no Gezela issue. But if you're walking in Eretz Yisrael and you pick an apple off a tree and you want to eat it derech arai, then that's 100% mutter. There are seven things that make it chayiv and trumas and maisris. Abbreviation for it is kisim chaseim. There are seven things. The Torah Yisrael gives an abbreviation. Seven things that are machayiv. Kisim chaseim is kavush, is the chaf. Shabbos, eating on Shabbos is always considered kavah. Mem is mekach, if you sell it. Once you sell it, it's keveya. And ches is, what's ches? I remember in a minute. And tof is truma. Once you separate truma, it becomes chayiv and meiser as well. And aleph is eish, if you cook it. And the second mem, the first one was mecher, and the second one is meluach. Maybe the first one is meluach, and the last one is mecher. So I'm just missing the ches, I know this. The chotzer. If you bring it into the chotzer, there at the door, it's also mechayiv. That's the old thing of bringing it through a window, bringing it through a door. It's also mechayiv. So the shaila Yushami is, what about smoking? Legabi Shabbos, legabi bishalakum, legabi trumas umaisris, and legabi basa b'cholov. Is this the cook basa b'cholov? What about smoking? So Yushami sounds like it's not asking, did the rabbanan make a tarkana on smoking? What's got to do with Shabbos? Or is it trumas umaisris? Sounds like it's saying that smoking is just fundamentally different than bishul. So this is the issue, whether steam is included or not. I read to you from the OU, which Rebelsky says, and Mechas Yitzchak writes in the Tshuva and Chelek Gimel, is to be mekel with a tzirif of the two shitas. To mekel on steam with mitzarif the shitas. What? Steam. Assuming the Gemara is talking about hot smoke, you're right, it's mashed that way. It's not about Shabbos, it must be hot smoke. No, you're not Chinami, the Raya from the Gemara from Yerushalmi, it would seem to have a hot smoke. So even by hot smoke, so by hot smoking and by steam, so we make by steam with Tzirif of the question of the Machlek Sadaki Tshuva brings, if there's Bishal Akam on steam at all. Maybe we'd say Safdar Banal HaHakal on that alone, but that together with the Tzirif of the Birkei Yosef, who brings from the Marit that things made in manufacturing plants have water. So tzirf of those two together, the minig is to be makel on steam.
When you say smoking is fundamentally different. When you grill something, it tastes a certain way. When you cook it, it tastes a certain way. I mean, each thing has its own taste.
Each thing has its own taste. It's so true. Grilling is also different than cooking. You know, cooked chicken people don't like, and grilled chicken people like. You're right. I don't know. So let me just add one more reason to be mekel. The Ben Ish Chai says cooking ayideh grama is mutter. There's no bishul akam on grama, and with the steam from the boiler, when you cook in a steam kettle, you don't turn on the boiler. The boiler's running a whole day. All you do is open a door and allow the steam to come in to the to cook the food in the steam kettle. So there are those who argue that it's a folk in his tshuva, I forgot the name of the sefer, his tshuva on the topic, he is, this is a tzirif, that's only cooking through grama. You're moving a door and letting the steam in and cooking that way. So these are reasons that people are making. Now this is nagah to all of your canned products. All canned products that would be ayla shulcha malachim, someone mentioned canned potatoes, or canned tuna fish, or canned anything. For the most part, they're cooked through steam. The cans are put in what they call retorts, which are chambers that are filled with steam and cook what's inside. And those that are mekel are based on this heter that is cooked through steam. And by cooking in steam, you have a tzirif. A, it's cooked. Steam is a shayla of this bishalak and bichlal. And B, it's in a company, and maybe the Ben Ish Chai is C. So you have reasons to be mekel. Those who disagree with it, taina, that these things are packed in liquid. You buy potatoes in a can, they're packed in liquid. They argue that the mitzias is water boils before potatoes become edible. So they say that the steam really cooks up the water, which in turn cooks the potatoes or the tuna fish. And that's why there are those who are more makbid on these things as far as the bishul is concerned. But lamaisa by bishulakum is a drabana, we know sveikas alahakal. And certainly there's no perception that you're cooking the potatoes. You put it into a room, you fill the room with steam. If Bishul Akum goes by the perception of people, the steam is cooking it. In fact, the steam cooks the water inside the can, which in turn cooks it. It may be technically true, but it would seem that certainly that at least the Ikala Halacha would be that these things are mutter. Next week we finish the Siman of Yitzhak Shem.